will know, Father, what spirit is of you and what spirit is not of you. Father, I pray wisdom upon her, wisdom for the years to come, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that as we speak this over her, it will be, it shall come to pass. Thank you for great wisdom, great discernment. We speak this over her now, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you will draw her, Lord, to the place, Lord, where at the right time, not later, but at the right time, Lord, that she will see you, that she will understand your love, that she will know your goodness, Lord, and that, Father, that you would, Lord, just take a little heart, Father, and that you will mold it and shape it so that she will receive you at the right time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for this family. We want to thank you for this marriage. We want to thank you for what you've been doing, Lord, in their hearts to prepare them for this son of theirs, Lord, for David Joshua, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the blessing that rests on him, Lord. Thank you for an anointing on his life, Lord, that will be extraordinary. Lord, thank you that he will break yokes, Lord, because, Lord, he will be like a sword in your hand. And thank you, Lord, that even though there will be a massive battle, Lord, between sometimes what is his own strength, Lord, and what is the strength of you, Lord, of your anointing, Lord, he will learn, Lord. And just like a horse, Lord, that is being broken in, Lord, there will be a meekness on him, Lord, a meekness, Lord, to ask the nations, Father. And thank you for that spirit of conquest on him, Lord, that ability to overcome, Lord, where others want to give up, Lord, he will always run ahead, Lord. He will be ahead of the pack, Lord. And, Lord, there will be a strength in him that will know, Lord, people will sometimes even be jealous over that strength, Lord, but they will know that it comes from you, Father. And thank you that just for the leadership abilities that you have given him, Lord, that he will always be able to gather people, Lord. He will be able to hear the hearts of people, Lord. He won't just be a lone ranger. But we want to thank you, Lord, that even for these parents, Lord, that they'll have an understanding from a young age that they must let him go, Lord. They must let him, Lord, climb the mountains, Lord. Let him go out there, Lord, to conquer, Lord, because there's going to be many challenges for him, Father. But you've set them out, Lord, and he's going to bring, Lord, your people back to a place, Lord, where there'll truly be worship in your house, Lord. People will just spontaneously begin to worship because of his heart towards you, his openness towards you, Father. But also, Lord, make his face like flint before you to see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you that you will know the seasons and even times, Lord, and he'll announce them, Lord, as he goes in for those conquests, Lord. And thank you that he'll always have a strength in you, that he'll inquire of you, and he'll strengthen himself in you in an extraordinary way. We pray that in Jesus' name.
Vader, dankie vir hierdie gesin wat hier staan. Here, u is 'n God van verhoudinge. En dankie dat klein Michael gebore is en nou gekoester word in 'n gesin vir wie verhoudinge belangrik is. En dankie Vader dat soos hierdie twee ouers by u leer wat u wil is vir hulle, vir hierdie kind. En hulle hom so groot maak. En hulle die vreugde ontdek van wat u wil is. En dat daai verhouding 'n blom gaan wees. Vader, dat dit mense gaan jaloers maak op wat het hierdie gesin wat hulle nie het nie. Dankie daarvoor, Vader. Dankie vir 'n gesin wat vas staan in u. En ons loof en prys u vir dit wat u in die gesin se lewe gaan doen en wat u spesifiek in Michael se lewe gaan doen soos hy groot word in hierdie gekoestertyd. Dat hy 'n kind, 'n mens gaan wees van verhouding, 'n verhoudingsmens vir u. Ons loof en prys u daarvoor in Jesus naam. Amen.
Amen. Vader, ek dankie vir Elizabeth. Dankie dat die woord beteken die God van ons belofte of van ons eed, Vader. En dankie dat u ook met die eed oor elkeen van u kinders spreek, Vader. En dat ons ook haar na u toe kan bring vandag. En vir u dank vir hierdie jong lewe, Vader. Ek vra dat u hierdie kind in die hande sal hou, dat sy sal opgroei as 'n sterk en 'n grasieuse jong vrou, Vader. Toch sag van hart, maar met 'n sterk hart wat u volg in Jesus naam, Vader. Dankie dat Jesaja 60 sê dat 'n groot nasie sal kom uit die klein een, Vader, en ek dank jy daarvoor, en ek dank jy vir die seën oor hierdie kind in Jesus naam. Amen.